Dr. Anthony Wexler of the University of California Davis's Air Quality Research Center has questions about initial air monitoring results from the West Virginia and Ohio State Environmental Regulatory Agencies. Samples were collected during the first few days while the plastics fire burned in South Parkersburg near a residential area.
You look at the plume of smoke coming out of that fire, and you look at the numbers on those measurements, and they just don't reconcile with each other. The numbers and the measurements are basically zero. They didn't find anything. And certainly if you're at the right distance from the fire, that is close but not too close, then that's what you're going to see, because the smoke is going straight up and you're going to see nice fresh air there. But somewhere that stuff's coming back down again.
Wexler says the numbers shown indicate that the DEP and Ohio EPA didn't capture any of the plume, and therefore doesn't accurately reflect what might have been a threat to public safety. He also noted that additional monitoring from Arkansas-based consultants, Center for Toxicology and Environmental Health, was more detailed due to particle phase analysis in addition to gas phase analysis. Dr. Kevin Christ of Ohio University's Center for Air Quality, whose program receives funding from the Ohio EPA, says West Virginia DEP's testing was not thorough. He questioned the monitoring equipment the agency deployed. DEP used handheld devices that read the air quickly but vaguely, only testing for non-specific volatile organic compounds, as well as ammonia, carbon monoxide, hydrogen sulfide, and chlorine.
So you want those direct reading instruments that are not very specific and not that totally accurate, but good enough. I mean, I think after I see all of it, I would say the risk levels to the population as a whole is pretty low during this fire. I mean, I don't think you could say that just from what the DEP was reporting.
Chris says combined efforts and methodologies from all responding agencies, which included gas canister captures, provided a better idea of what was in the air, given that no one knew what materials were being stored at the facility. He says the West Virginia DEP likely was counting on that level of analysis from other agencies.
Maybe they were relying on Ohio EPA to do the gas canister sampling, but I just think, or maybe they thought the consultants weren't there, but their sampling seemed to be not comprehensive.
Over the course of a week, and after multiple requests for interviews and clarifications about air monitoring methods, DEP Chief Communications Officer Jake Glantz confirmed via email that the agency, quote, focused on sampling that it had the capability to perform, knowing that it would not be the only sampling conducted, end quote. Glantz also noted the agency's use of the Division of Air Quality's stationary monitor in neighboring Vienna, which detected nearly twice the level of particulate matter on Sunday, a day after the fire began, as compared to the Thursday prior to the blaze. Wood County Commissioner Blair Couch says he appreciated the DEP's rapid response, but recognized shortcomings in the agency's monitoring capabilities, which is why he quickly contracted the environmental consulting firm Center for Toxicology and Environmental Health.
It was quickly decided on Sunday night that, first thing Monday morning, that we've got an intelligence gap. So we had to go out and find an outside vendor at a cost to the taxpayer that provided us the high level and the community monitoring. And they even went inside buildings and the schools. You know, I was not going to be here in December trying to explain why people are coughing blood now.
At various points, CTEH's monitoring detected what Dr. Chris of Ohio University described as very high levels of particulate matter, weighing 2.5 microns or less. He noted that short-term exposure at those levels doesn't necessarily pose any particular health risks, but further analysis of the particulate matter should be done to know its exact makeup. DEP provided sampling data to Incident Command, who consulted with local hospital officials and the county health department to determine whether to issue evacuation or shelter-in-place orders. The county issued a voluntary shelter-in-place in the days following the fire. The Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry reported last week there were dangerous spikes in particulate matter after midnight until dawn on the first day of the fire, according to its air quality index. Such measurements indicate that people with heart and lung disease, older adults, and children should have remained indoors under those conditions. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.